Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. To find more information about the Preacher Boys podcast and upcoming documentary, visit PreacherBoysDoc.com or connect on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Just a couple of months ago, I welcomed Ashley Easter on the show to talk about abuse within religious environments. And as some of you may remember, Ashley runs an amazing organization called Courage 365. They put on a Courage conference, and really their goal is to cultivate and empower a justice generation that resists abuse everywhere. Churches, businesses, political environments, everywhere. And everything that Ashley Easter has done with Courage 365 has been done with a level of excellence, and she's just been an amazing voice for survivors everywhere. I was blown away that Ashley asked me to participate in her new 30-day challenge within the Courage 365 Facebook group. I'm going to be taking the virtual stage to present a 35-minute keynote on the importance and power of advocacy. And I'll also be doing a 25-minute Q&A where I can be asked questions about the nature of advocacy or any of the other topics that come up during the course of my talk. If you want to check it out and you want to join into this challenge, you need to head over to courage365.org/events. That's courage365.org/events. And listen, I know I'm not much of a draw. So if you're questioning whether or not this can be worth it, let me tell you who else is on the lineup for this group. First of all, you've got the founder and the creator of the amazing page, Naked Pastor, David Hayward. He's going to be joining there in the group and presenting a keynote on one of the nights there. You also have a women's empowerment coach, Ebony Weathers. She'll be presenting as well. Ex-Mormon survivor and actress, Shalise Ann Sola, is going to be there. And one of the actresses who came forward against Harvey Weinstein, who's been called New York Times silence breaker, Caitlin Delaney, is going to be on the stage as well. In addition to those, we have one of the survivors of Bill Cosby, actress Michelle Hurd, who will be presenting. And last and certainly not least is the founder and executive director of Courage 365 herself, Ashley Easter. Guys, seriously, this event's going to be amazing. I'm going to be participating throughout these next 30 days, October 1st to October 30th. It's going to be well worth your time. And if you know of anybody that this would be helpful for, encourage them as well to head over to courage365.org/events. Just click that Join the Challenge button right under the 30 Days Challenge section. I mean, really, I don't know how else to promote this. It is going to be awesome. You heard the lineup of speakers. You heard the people that are going to be taking the virtual stage. And not to mention all the other things that are going to be happening within the Facebook group during that 30-day period. There's going to be daily motivational videos. There's going to be online interactive support groups, weekly challenges to foster healing. And there's going to be lots of epic prizes. And trust me, guys, I know Ashley. She's not going to disappoint in any of these areas. definitely, definitely register for this free event today. All you have to do is join a Facebook group. That's it. And seriously, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, I know that you're passionate about seeing abuse come to an end and survivors to find healing. And that's what this 30-day challenge is all about. I hope to see you there. I hope to see you in the Q&As and participating throughout the next 30 days. But for now, I'm going to have to sign off because I have a speech to write.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Additional information can always be found on PreacherBoysDoc.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.